saints, alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, there are some Bible texts that if you have close to your heart, at nearly all times, you can answer a variety of questions. You know how in your job, or as your life as a mother or a father, or the job of a mechanic or a computer technician or a cook or something like this, that if you can answer one question about it, then you have a variety of questions answered that follows, right? So like the vocation of parent. If you can answer the question about your child, do you need a nap? And you've got a variety of questions that have been answered that follows. Why are you acting like this? Why won't you listen to me? Etc., etc. So, dear saints, we have a text in front of us, our gospel lesson, John chapter 20, most especially 19 to 23, John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. And this text, this amazing gift that our Lord has given to us, if you have this in your heart, if you have this close to you, you have a variety of questions that are answered. Starting at verse 19. On the evening of that day, that is, on the evening of the day in which our Lord took back his life from the grave, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. So what question can be answered from this? Where do I find peace with God? And how do I know that God is at peace with me? There is so much going on in your life, and there is so much that is going on in this world and everyone's lives that can proclaim to you that God is not at peace with you. The devil takes your sin and he rubs it in your face. You know what you've done. Or at least you partially know what you've done. And the result that we can get for knowing partially of what we have done is that God is not at peace with me. You know your life. You know your family. You know your illnesses. Maybe you know your death and the death of loved ones. You know the stress and the anxiety of living in this fallen world. You know your exhaustion and your weariness. You know bad news more than you know good news. And all of that, dear saints, can convince us that God is not at peace with me. So where do we hear this? How do we know that Jesus comes to bring us peace? How do we know that God is at peace with me? On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Peace, dear saints, comes when Jesus comes. And he comes here You are gathered. We don't lock the doors here. But we certainly have much in our lives in which it wouldn't seem that Jesus could get through. The disciples locked themselves in so that nothing could get in and nothing could get out. And in that midst, when they didn't think anyone could get in, Jesus comes. He dives in, uninvited, to proclaim his peace to them. A peace in which the world cannot give. You know that because you live in this world. You are part of this world. The world can bring joys, but it also brings much, much, much worse. And Jesus comes to stand among you today and to say, peace. And he shows you his hands and his side. That is, there is nothing that can separate you from your Jesus. Your sins could separate you from God, and Jesus has taken it into himself, and he's died, and he's showing you the wounds. He invites you to place not your hands in his side, but he invites you to place your hands out so that he can place his body into your hands. He invites you to receive his blood so that you know that God is at peace with you. Jesus comes today, stands in your midst, because in your midst you have weariness, you have sin, you have failures, miserable failures in this life. And for that we so often fall. And for that, Jesus comes and stands. The second part of verse 20. When Jesus had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Where, dear saints, do you get joy in this life? St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Really? How? Sometimes, maybe. But always? No. Yes, that's what he says. Rejoice in the Lord always. And the key phrase in that, dear saints, is that you don't take joy in yourself. You don't take joy in this world. You take joy in the Lord, for he gives to you a joy that the world cannot take away. He gives to you a joy that you have in the midst of sorrow. He gives to you a joy that you have in the midst of death and depression and anxiety and being overwhelmed in this life, because your Jesus has overcome the world, and he invites you to come unto him, all who labor and are heavy laden, and he gives you rest. Rest for your souls, rest for your guilt. Rest in this weary life. Joy comes from Jesus. Joy comes from knowing that your Jesus is with you, even when you are not always with him. Joy comes from knowing that Jesus has you in his hand, even when you are trying to crawl out. The disciples saw Jesus and were glad when they saw the Lord. Verse 21. Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. This, dear saints, answers the question, why do we exist? Why does this church exist? Why do we gather? Why do we hear preaching? Why do we listen to the Word of God? Why does this church exist? It exists so that Jesus can give His Holy Spirit. It exists, dear saints, so that every single one of you, when you come with your sins and you confess them, you receive forgiveness. Maybe you still do this, but maybe you did this as a child. You would go up to a locked door where your parents were or something like this, and you put your ear next to it to see if you could hear. What are they talking about in there? Maybe you still do it. If you were to put your ear against heaven's door and wonder what they were talking about in there, if they were talking about you and Satan was coming in, he was bringing all these sins that you have done, what would Jesus say? What would God say? You press your ear against heaven's door, and this is what you would hear. You confess your sins and you say, "Dear God, does this count against me? Do you accept this as evidence for my damnation? Do you accept this as evidence for your not giving me your favor or your peace anymore?" And his answer is, "No, I don't. Your sins are forgiven. They have all been taken on your Jesus, and you are washed in his blood. Do your sins count as evidence against you? Not at all." And you come to receive this proclamation. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. That is why you come, to hear that your sins are gone as you repent them. And if you are not repentant, your sins are not forgiven. That is why the church exists. To proclaim forgiveness to those who are sorry, and to let them that are not sorry, to let them know. Have you ever said this to anyone? This is a hard saying to say to someone. Your sins are not forgiven. We get so used to hearing that first one that it seems so foreign to come out of our mouths the second one. But it is what we are told to tell people when they are not repentant. Your sins are on you. They are not on Jesus. You have not confessed them. You are not sorry for them. You do not wish to try harder. You do not realize what your sins deserve. So your sins are not forgiven. And you say that until they repent, and hope they repent, so that they can hear your sins are forgiven. Dear saints, Jesus comes to you today with his peace, with his Holy Spirit, with his forgiveness. And he comes into your conscience that is so burdened, that is so weary. He dives right in and he stands there and he proclaims to you his word. Do not disbelieve, for it is your Jesus who is saying it. Say amen to it. Amen.